This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Okay, you've waited all year. Finally, it's here. Oscar week. Day to Day has a full week of Oscar stories leading to Sunday's awards. Today, we bring you a very special Unger report from our very own special, Brian Unger.
Once again, it is time for the day-to-day Oscar Spectacular. As we do each year, we feature some of the films nominated for Best Picture. And joining us to help us assess these fine films is Frank Tavares. Frank's part of the NPR family and, of course, the announcer for the funders of National Public Radio. Hello, Frank.
Brian, how have you been?
I've been terrific. Let's talk specifically about some of the nominated movies this year. And we'll start with the spectacular epic Master and Commander, which starred Russell Crowe.
It's not a question of pride or anything like it. It's a question of duty.
Duty? Right, yes. I believe I've heard it well spoken of.
Well, you can be as satiric as you
like. Did you see that, Frank?
No, I didn't see it. I read a lot about it. I saw a lot of pictures, and I really enjoyed the trailers. And the billboards. The billboards were spectacular.
So you've seen the billboards and you've read a lot about the movie. We can use that. We can work with
that. Okay. All right.
Let's start with this very dramatic scene. I will read the part of Dr. Maturin and you will read the part of Captain Jack Aubrey, who is played by Russell Crowe. Are you ready, Frank?
I'm as ready as I'm going to be. Just a second. Let me picture that billboard. It's not a question of pride or anything like. It's a question of duty.
Duty? Right, I believe I've heard it once spoken of.
Well, you can be as satiric as you like. Viewing the world through your microscope is your prerogative. This is a ship of war, and I will grind whatever grist this mill requires in order to fulfill my duty.
In order to fulfill my duty.
Whatever the cost.
Whatever the cost.
Whatever the cost.
That was very nice. Now, the next featured film here in the day-to-day Oscar Spectacular is Lost in Translation. This is about two Americans, a washed-up TV star, Bill Murray, who's in town for a TV whiskey commercial shoot, and the wife of a photographer meet in Tokyo, Japan. Now, the two lonely souls end up spending a weekend hanging out together on a mutual journey of self-discovery. And in this scene, Bill Murray complains about his ailments.
It's feeling tight, shoulders and neck. So I called down and had a shiatsu massage in my room.
That's nice.
And the tightness has completely disappeared and been replaced by unbelievable pain.
Laughter.
I think you're supposed to laugh there.
Staggering, unbearable pain.
That's too bad.
That's too bad. I'm in pain. I got my foot banged up. Want to see it?
Now, the next film we feature on the day-to-day Oscar Spectacular is the movie Seabiscuit. Did you see Seabiscuit?
This is the one with the large animal, right?
Yeah, the horse.
I'm particularly fond of large animals, and anytime there's a film that has large animals in it, I really make it a point to put it on my list of films that I intend to see.
Mm-hmm. In this scene, there is a disheartening loss at Santa Anita Racetrack. The actor Chris Cooper discovers that the actor Tobey Maguire, who plays the jockey Red Pollard, is suffering from an ailment that he's kind of been concealing. Frank, if you will so graciously take the part of Tobey Maguire, and I'll take the part of Chris Cooper, the trainer.
Not this time. I told you, look out for Rosemont.
It's not my fault, not this time.
I told you to look out for Rosemont.
I thought I had him.
You stopped riding.
I couldn't see him.
What the hell are you talking about? He was flying up your tail.
Yeah, well, what? I can't.
What?
See out there.
Clearly, Frank, you've had some training in the dramatic arts. Let's keep this Oscar Spectacular rolling with Mystic River. It's a film about a very grave matter, the investigation of a murder of Sean Penn's daughter. And in this scene we're featuring, Sean Penn grows impatient with the actor Lawrence Fishburne's and Kevin Bacon's investigation. Would you please do the honor and take the part of the very acclaimed actor, Sean Penn?
It would be my pleasure.
You just find my daughter's killer, Sergeant. I'm not standing in your way.
You just find my daughter's killer, Sergeant. I'm not standing in your way.
I think Sean Penn has nothing to worry about. The last movie we'll feature on the day-to-day Oscar Spectacular is actually the third in a series of three movies, Lord of the Rings. In this scene from the third installment of Lord of the Rings, Elrond, who is played by Hugo Weaving, reveals Arwen's dark future. Arwen here played by the actress Liv Tyler.
You have the gift of foresight. What did you see?
You have the gift of foresight. What did you see?
I looked into your future and I saw
I looked into your future and I saw death.
You saw there was a child.
You saw there was a child. You saw my son.
That future is almost gone.
But it is not lost.
Nothing is certain.
Some things are certain.
Some things are certain. Ellipsis. If I leave him or her now, I will regret it forever.
I will regret it forever. It is time.
It is time.
I'd like to take a look at one film, Frank, if you would oblige me, that did not get nominated for Best Picture this year.
But should have.
Did you see the movie Cold Mountain?
This one, I really love the title. It's so descriptive. You can figure where it's set. You have an idea of the altitude, not just of the topography, but also of probably the actors and their attitudes. No, I didn't see it.
I will play the part of Jude Law, and if you would, please, Frank, please read the part of Ada Monroe. That's Nicole Kidman's part. Let's hear that first.
Ada, I want to marry you. If you have.
And there's some religion where you just have to say, I'll marry you three times, and you're man and wife.
Ada, I want to marry you if you'll have me.
Isn't there some religion where you just have to say, I'll marry you three times, and you're man and wife.
I'll marry you. I'll marry you.
Laugh.
Why is that funny?
I think it's had to divorce you three times and you're not married anymore.
Whispering. I think it's I divorce you three times and you're not married anymore.
Well, I can wait for you.
I'll marry you. I marry you.
Wow. Frank, as always, during our Oscar Spectacular here on Day to Day, we thank you for your interpretation and for helping us assess the true artistic nature of the five nominated films for Best Picture. As usual, you've given it your touch, your panache. Thank you.
And as usual, I really appreciate being a part of the annual Oscar special show that you put on so eloquently and adequately most of the time.
You can hear all of Brian's Unger reports at our website, npr.org. Tomorrow, the Irish writer and director of the Oscar-nominated movie In America, he's Jim Sheridan, and he's brought along his friend Bono. They share their observations about life in the United States. Tomorrow, this is Day to Day from NPR News.